You're listening to the Dustin Danzer Podcast with Dustin Danzer. Okay, everybody. Welcome back to the Dustin Danzer Podcast. I know it's been a while since we last spoke. Recently, I just got a Joe job at the Starbucks, which is in the Safeway kiosk in my local town. And, you know, that's just how it is right now. You got to make money. And right now, this podcast isn't generating any income. I'm just straight up doing it for the love of it. And that's just how it is right now. In other news, I had a falling out with our beloved producer, Sanjay Patel. And he decided he needed to get his head together and go back to his family in India for a while and think about his future with the podcast. And of course, I was supportive. I let him know that if that's what he needed to do, there would always be a chair for him here in the studio. So send your positive energy, your thoughts and prayers to our boy Sanjay. Now, I've just been thinking about my new job at Starbucks, and it's really enlightened me and opened my eyes into the hypocrisy of American drug policy and just our culture. Because in dealing with the people that come there to get their coffee and just get started for the day, I've realized that they're essentially people who are addicted to a drug. I mean, not all of them. Some of them are coming for their lemonades and stuff. But, you know, when you deal with these people, you find that they really are moody, like a drug addict or somebody that is trying to, cop some freaking heroin or some cocaine. For instance, my first day on the job, we had this lady who, she came in a shitty mood, and she asked for a pour-over coffee. So, we greet her with a smile, we're real kind to her, and I'm just shadowing my manager as she's training me. And, we proceed to, start making her coffee, and we give it to her. And it's a nice and hot cup. We have to change it every 30 minutes. We hand it over to the lady, and she takes a sip of it, and she gets all salty with us, doesn't even walk away, doesn't even start to walk away, says, "This is not hot enough." And we gladly accommodate her. We take the cup, and we say, "Okay, let us, you know, we'll brew it again, and we'll check the temperature." And we take it back. We take our thermometers out and we measure it to the highest legal limit that we can serve, which is around 200 degrees, and we hand it to her. And by this time, there's a line that's accrued behind this lady, and it's steaming hot. You could see the steam coming off. We had to double cup it, and we hand it to her. She opens it up, doesn't even look like she takes a real sip, and she goes, she says, "Oh yeah, this is not hot enough. I'm never coming to this Starbucks again." And we're just looking at each other, and we trade glances, and we're like, "We can see the steam coming off the cup, lady, so you're not fooling anybody." And we exchange another glance with the customers behind them, and she then proceeds to take the cup of coffee and chuck it at my boss. And keep in mind, this is freaking magma right now. She's tossing a 200 degree cup of boiling hot coffee. I mean, it might not be exactly 200 degrees, but it's boiling fucking hot. And my boss, who is not a slender lady or a lady who looks physically fit in any way, rope-a-dopes this fucking lady's hot cup of coffee, ducks like she's Floyd Mayweather or frickin' Muhammad Ali, and the fucking cup of coffee goes, hits the back wall of the kiosk, and splatters everywhere. And we could see the fucking steam coming off of the puddles, and, you know, we're looking at each other like, okay, this has to be about something else. Obviously, like, this lady's getting Weinsteined at work or something like that, and she's actually mad about that because this can't be about a freaking cup of coffee. But then, you know, I started thinking to myself, maybe this is about a cup of coffee. Maybe this is essentially, you know, maybe we're the freaking drug dealers here, and this is just a freaking coffee junkie who is pissed, and it's too late for her to, you know, have the fucking drug in her system, so she's going crazy, and I don't know, maybe she was on something else, but I'm finding that it's a lot like interacting with people as a drug dealer. I feel like I'm a freaking crack dealer wearing a green apron. You know, not all the time, but every once in a while, I just feel like fucking Freeway Ricky, and I'm slanging dope on the corner, on the Kona. I don't know, I can't talk like that, but anyways, so that's the reality of my situation. If I got a little bit more support from you guys, I might be able to monetize this shit and be able to devote my time to making better content for you guys. So I want you guys to go on down to Twitter. My Twitter is at DustinPodcast. And also, you can find me on SoundCloud now, which is just look up Dustin Danzer Podcast. I'm on CastBox right now, all my old episodes. Which, by the way, I believe is the best platform for podcasts and things like that. I've used them all. I've used Stitcher, Spotify, all that shit. And CastBox, it allows you to automatically set it to download your favorite episodes. You can alter all the things you need, upload your own. You don't need to have an RSS feed to get your podcast on there. Which, for you people who don't know, it's essentially like joining some sort of broadcast mafia to get your ass on iTunes and Google Play. But yeah, for now, I am going to be on Google Play. I'll be uploading these to there. So go ahead and keep an eye out for the Dustin Danzer podcast there. So the other night, I get off of work, and it's my first free night to, you know, hang out with the boys and, you know, just chill, watch a movie, drink a couple of brewskis or whatever. And we put on the Transformers movie, the one with Marky Mark. And I love Mark Wahlberg, by the way. I wish he was like my cousin or one of my older brothers or something. He just seems so cool. Anyways, we put on that Transformers, and you know, I actually start getting into it because I'm not one of these guys who likes this cartoon, superhero, comic book shit. Not that you're not cool if you do, but we put this on and I surprisingly get pretty into it and I'm liking it and I'm digging it, getting all anxious with all the twists and turns and everything. But then it gets towards the end and anyways, I'm getting into this movie. And it gets to the part where there's a speech, you know, the freaking thesis or moral statement of the movie. And you could tell by the swelling music. And Optimus Prime gets real preachy and it zooms into his stupid fucking metallic face. And he says, "We need to come together to repair our planets if we wish to survive." And I start thinking, okay, Optimus Prime, I see what this is about. I see what this is about. You're doing an Al Gore. You're doing a Michael Moore. And you're starting to get all preachy. This is all about climate change. You've lured me in with your stupid fucking plot. And you're starting to preach your liberal propaganda. And I'm thinking, I would totally be listening. But who's the one flying around from Cybertron, planet Cybertron, to fucking New York to California, burning all that dinosaur juice? It's you. It's you, Optimus Prime. You're the one making the biggest carbon footprint with those big, stupid metallic boots of yours. So if you're going to be telling anybody to come together to save our planets, it's you. Why don't you switch over to a fucking biofuel? Why don't you go totally electric? I'd like to see that. Why don't we make, if we're going to be making preachy Transformers movies about shit like this, why don't we make all the fucking Transformers Priuses? And they could just be like a Chevy Spark, and they can fold out into some stupid, you know, tampon vagina looking car, into some, like, you know, feeble looking vegan Transformer. And then you can preach your gun control and your climate change to us, Optimus Prime. Because we all know that you're working for the Democrats. And we all know who runs show business from here to freaking your planet, Cybertron. It's the Democrats. No, I'm just kidding. I don't really mean that. I was registered Democrat for a while. You know, you gotta say that now. You gotta say, I don't really mean that, because people are so damn sensitive. What if at the end of Transformers, Optimus Prime was just like, our planets need to work together to stop the rampant misuse of using the wrong gender pronouns. I would like to be referred to as Optimus Prime non-gender binary, or some shit like that. What if it was just a super preachy thing about that? Not all genders are male and female. And, you know, we'd have to call him Zim or Zer. I was thinking about how things like names change over time. And if you think about names like Gretchen and Gloria, Sybil and Shirley, which, by the way, are all my late grandmother's best friends. But names like Gloria, Sybil, Gretchen, those are all, you know, old-timey old lady names. I wonder if, like, 50 years from now, names like Brittany and Amy and Tiffany are going to be old lady names, you know? And girls in the future are going to be like, can you believe her name is Brittany? Isn't that weird, Zeno? Did you know that Poxy Quatzel is dating Amy? Why would you date a name? Why would you date a girl with a name like Amy? That's my great-grandma's name. And, like, freaking, we're going to have, you know, people with names that sound like pharmaceutical medications and shit like that. No, what if that is the new trend? People start naming their kids after their favorite prescriptions? Like, you know, I don't mean like Little Xan, but like, you freaking go up to somebody and they're like, hello, my name is Omeprazole. My dad had heartburn and, they decided to name me after the thing that saved his stomach. Or, you know, you'll go up to somebody and they'll be like, my name is Naloxone, and my mother chose that name because she was ODing on Percocet, and they gave it to her to save her life. And she expresses her gratitude by calling me Naloxone. I always thought of that, like, who comes up with these names for these medicines? Is it really easier for people to be like, doxylamine succinate dextro isomer 4. That's what I'm taking. It's like, no, you can't come up with names like that. Why don't we just come up with interesting names, like, I'm taking Wendigo for my headaches, or I'm taking Gentle Breeze for my Crohn's disease. We can name it something that sounds, you know, actually pleasant. And maybe those freaking pharmaceutical commercials that have 2 hours of listed side effects wouldn't sound so scary if the fucking names of these medicines didn't sound like some sort of hostile alien planet. Yeah, I don't mean to be cliche here, but it really is a weird time. And I was just thinking about how, you know, Anthony Bourdain dying actually impacted me emotionally, as if I knew him. And now we're talking about somebody that I've never met. I don't even know what this guy's really like. And I'm sitting here just super bummed out that there's not going to be an 11th season of, you know, what is it? No Reservations or whatever the fuck is. Parts Unknown. I'm just sitting here hella bummed that there's not going to be an 11th season of Parts Unknown. It's just really sad, you know? And is that normal? Is that normal that I felt super sad for somebody that I never met dying? Because I really feel like, you know, me and Anthony Bourdain could have been buds, you know? We could have gone and gotten wasted in Chile or something like that and just had an awesome time. I was watching this one episode in the new season that came out on Netflix. It was one of his last episodes, and he was somewhere in Pennsylvania, and they were talking to this mayor of this town that the economy is just taking a shit all over everybody in this community, and there's no work, and 95% of the people make under $28,000 a year, you know, just rampant poverty everywhere. But this mayor has decided to capitalize on the legalization of marijuana, and he's bringing in different companies to come in and start producing THC and CBD and you know, different marijuana products. And I guess it's already boosted the economy significantly. Sanjay, oh, I just forgot Sanjay left. Man, you know, I don't really want to get into it, what happened with Sanjay and I, but it's pretty sad, and I just want everybody to, you know, keep them in your thoughts, and hopefully we can work through our differences. Anyways, I guess I have to look that up on my own now. Oh yeah, okay, it's called Braddock, Pennsylvania, and this guy, he says, you're looking at the last stages of capitalism here. And maybe there's truth to that. I'm not some socialist or whatever. But he's saying that they said that this town was a major producer of steel for, you know, 80 years back when the Carnegies owned all the steel in the United States. And back then, people lived in the town. It was 10 times bigger or something like that. And, you know, over the years, it's just become a place where you can't make a living anymore and people are having to move. And this guy is using this bright idea of marijuana that harms nobody and the legalization of it to bring jobs back in. And what's wrong with that? But of course, there's people out there trying to stop him because you got assholes like this Jeff Sessions, who's a fucking racist, by the way. That's why Reagan didn't want him. But you got people like him saying that marijuana is the most dangerous drug in the world. And it's like, first of all, dude, there's nothing more dangerous than some crazy racist asshole like you having as much power as you do. And second of all, marijuana has killed nobody in the history of humans being around. And, you know, it's just, every time there's a good idea that will make our world better, like capitalizing off the legalization of marijuana, there's some stupid assholes who want to stop it. And they're like, oh no, let's make this town a freaking poverty-stricken shithole again, because we don't want some freaking pot farmers to come in and start growing flowers and selling them. It's like, come on here, you're not freaking setting up shop for El Chapo to come in and start slanging cocaine. You're talking about marijuana. And mind you, nobody has ever gotten high and wanted to beat their wife. And if they did, it was because they were on some other shit. Anyways, you know where I stand with that. So, I gotta get to my Joe job. Expect more episodes of the podcast. Go on to Dustin Podcast at Twitter and follow me, share my video, or go ahead and go on Castbox. You'll be able to listen to it there, listen to it on SoundCloud and Google Play. hopefully this week, doing an audio thing, because right now it's just not, it's not feasible to be doing the video without Sunjai. I'd also like everybody to keep Sunjai in our thoughts and prayers, and hopefully we can work through the stuff we're going through as friends, and get him back working with us. I love you guys. Stay frosty, America. And God bless this amazing country.